and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Donald J. Trump.
At a boisterous pre-inaugural rally in the nation's capital, the president-elect promised a lot of action right away.
I will act with historic speed and strength and fix every single crisis facing our country. We have to do it.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi reports Trump will sign about 200 executive orders after being sworn in.
He has talked about rebuilding the border wall as something he could issue in an executive order. That's something that also President Biden, on his first day in office back in 2021, halted with an executive order. So expect Trump to take that back up.
One of those orders will be an extension of the time for TikTok's ownership issues to be addressed to avoid a U.S. ban, which would have otherwise gone into effect today. Also at that rally, an announcement from Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, who worked with ceasefire teams negotiating the Hamas-Israel ceasefire and hostage release deal.
I just received on my phone pictures of the first three hostages who were released.
The three hostages, all women, are said to be doing well. Itai Pisak heads Israel's hostage recovery team.
We will continue to monitor their clinical condition. This will take a few more days until we complete all the examinations that are needed.
Washington, D.C.'s Police Chief Pamela Smith says security changes caused by moving tomorrow's inauguration inside because of frigid temperatures are complete.
The thousands of officers joining us from across the United States, along with the National Guard, are fully integrated into these updated plans, and they are ready to assist.
That polar vortex is freezing much of the nation as far south as Texas, as we hear from KEYE-TV's Vinny Martirano in Austin.
Cold weather shelters are opening as temperatures are expecting to drop below freezing. The shelters are designed for people experiencing homelessness or just need a warm place to sleep. Michael Shannon says he will be spending every night that he can this week in a shelter to stay warm.
I'm a very, very grateful guy for this because I would probably be out in it.
President Biden has issued more pardons in his final hours, including one for a now prominent Virginia lawmaker.
Don Scott, the first ever African-American Speaker of the House in Virginia, says the clemency issued to him by President Biden is proof comebacks and vindications are possible. He told CBS News he is overcome with emotion by the president's decision. He pleaded guilty in the 1990s to a nonviolent drug crime, got a nearly 10-year prison sentence, and says he is a changed man.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Radio for the people. For the people.
Sync Radio Top 41 of the top played songs of 2024. That is what we're into tonight in the after hours of Mags Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We came back from break with Rocker on the drums of number 23, Iron Plow. Rocker, I hope you're doing well tonight. Then number 22, Rogue Rat from their 2023 release, Satisfaction Guaranteed. Number 23 through number 17 in this half hour is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. The after hours continues with song number 21, Cat and the Hurricane, in the top 41 most played songs of 2024 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time to finally talk to someone. forget about us on MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for her beauty and youth and has fled. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out.
Love you, oh. All the things the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
Eddie Berth, number 20, Hear Them Again live on 125 at the Byrock. And then number 19, Beth Keeley and her band. She'll be live at the Red Rooster on 2-1. We're playing the top 41 songs right here on Max Inc. Radio that you heard in 2024. Mars Den, now number 18, Got the Time. Who will be number one? Find out by sticking around right here to Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Pink Halo is going to take us to break, and they are our number 17th most played song on the show that supports all the local sounds of Wisconsin. Are you a local artist and you're not on this list? Well, swing by Max Inc. Radio and connect with us. Send us your music and let us know about your next gig. That's how we share your music with the great state of Wisconsin, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The top. Stay a little longer now. I swear your energy is simply divine. You caught me by surprise, sitting on cloud nine. Baby, we could go anywhere. I don't care. Take me there.
Got me on a high.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey.
Two Amazing Things bring us back from break. Number 16, Marta Hansen, who tells Max Inc. Radio she's currently writing some new music, so more brand new things are coming in 2025. Then number 15, Work, no new shows on the books, but like most of us, they're just trying to stay warm until they can get to springtime. This half hour's countdown and dreams of warmth and summer music festivals is powered in this half hour by Herbal Aspects, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. Number 14 is number 27. Man, Jimmy, that's so confusing. Rise Above Now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Been down this road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday.
Above, I I will rise above.
Hey folks, this is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Pine Travelers, and all I can say, Max Inc. Radio, Mrs. Nick. Biggest Small Town comes in at number 13 of the great countdown of the top 41 songs of 2024. Thanks to Jimmy K for pulling this all together and taking his shoes off and counting all the songs that we played last year. After all, it's super cold this weekend, and it's about to get colder. Jimmy, put back on your shoes. But Abaddon's End gets us back into the countdown with number 12. The next show is in Brooklyn, Wisconsin at the Main Street Music on the 25th. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Uh-huh. Mascot Theory number 11 takes us to break, and then the countdown continues in the last hour of the After Hour show of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Monday is going to be a very busy day for Washington, D.C. and for the country. CBS News has learned that President-elect Donald Trump plans to sign about 200 executive actions after taking the oath of office a second time. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi has details.
There's a few things we know we can expect from him. Things that advisors have signaled, also things that Trump himself has talked about. And those include getting, quote, wokeness out of the military. He will also direct the military to begin construction of an Iron Dome shield that would protect from incoming missiles.
Multiple law enforcement sources tell CBS News that authorities are still making decisions about tomorrow's inauguration event at the Capital One Arena. Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith says they've got backup.
The thousands of officers joining us from across the United States, along with the National Guard, are fully integrated into these updated plans, and they are ready to assist.